Here to judge. Welcome to Here to Judge, where we scour the internet to dissect dilemmas and decide who's to blame.
Here to judge today, we have me, Layla Navabi.
Me, Robin Morgan.
Me, Priya Hall. And our wonderful live audience from Assembly Festival in Coventry.
I'm at the arsehole for buying a pet lobster. I-29F really love weird exotic pets. Oh, right. Right now, I have a few babies. Honey, I know. Honey, Lola, and Jeannie, brackets 3F, are my sugar gliders. I don't know what that is. If it's anything like it's like a sugar daddy, but
have
like,
they got like
but they surf. Frank, 1M, is my hedgehog. And Gloria, 9F, is my axolotl.
Axolotl.
What?
Is this Pokemon?
Yeah,
Do you not know what
like
an axolotl is?
It's like a Tamagotchi.
No.
Okay.
You know what an axolotl is.
It's a lizard. We did a crossword together, and ironically, that's a clue to.
Really?
Look what high culture audience we're getting.
Yeah, I know, I'm actually genuinely like quite intimidated. I'm way too thick to be in this yurt right now.
Hearing us talk about pooey frogs.
It's a weird juvenile lizard that never really grows up. Isn't it? That's what an axolotl is, isn't it? It's like a juvenile version of a different lizard, and they thought they were different animals. No.
I told my lizard story about how I had a pet lizard. I had a pet lizard when I was little because my parents were allergic to animals, and I used to beg them for a pet. And my mum, when I was 5, was like, "Yeah, when you're 9, you can have a lizard," thinking I forget about it. But I'm a stubborn person, and so I didn't forget, and then I got a pet lizard, and it was a leopard gecko, and I fucking hated it the entire time I had it, and then a mealworm ate it from the inside out, and it bled to death. Now I'm a comedian, so trauma affects us in various ways. I'm going to continue this now. I'm glad you find that so funny. I buried it in a Clark's shoebox.
Isn't the amount of times we've heard her say in this podcast, and she always says that story, and she always says it at that speed. Just get it done.
Yeah, I know, because it's quite traumatic to relive. It was horrible, though. I hated it. I never touched it. That's probably why I died of... Anyway, let's continue. I've always wanted to open...
Shushing the audience on our first ever live show.
Yeah. This is very serious. I've always wanted to open up my own exotic rescue, and if I had the money to... Wait, what? If I had the money to... But that's beside the point. Basically, exotic animals are a huge part of my life and always will be. Please no, not until the mealworm eats him from the inside out. Okay. Please no, I work from home and have since entered the workforce and plan to continue. What workforce? Is that like the police force? The workforce?
That's just the general capitalist workforce, I think.
Just got a job.
Okay.
Got a job.
Okay, I've since got a job, let's just say it how it is, and plan to continue until I retire. Okay. Right, I have more than enough time for all of my animals. The sugar gliders, capital letters, especially need the love. My boyfriend, brackets, I call him Brad, 30 male, and I have been dating for 8 months and things are starting to get serious. We have not discussed moving in, or the future much, but he's the perfect guy in every regard, especially because he loves my animals as much as he loves me. If this is going to become bestiality, I don't want to do it. Okay, last week I decided to spring on an animal. I'd wanted since college. A lobster. I already had an adequately sized tank and was financially able to add a new pet to the squad.
Squad?
So, while searching for fish to add to an existing tank, I found lobsters for sale and I purchased one. His name is George and he is so perfect. I could watch him for hours. He's such a good little guy. She's jizzed on the lobster, isn't she? That's what's... Brad does not agree with me. Brad hates George. Brad thinks it's a jerk move not to consult him before purchasing George, even though we don't live together and have no intention to move in anytime soon. Apparently, if I'd asked, he would have said not to buy George because he thinks a lobster is a stupid pet and that it serves no purpose other than to be eaten. He threatened to cook George if I did not return him. Since then, I took away his apartment key and told him off. His apartment key to his apartment? He's homeless now.
I thought it was George's apartment key.
Good. I asked him... Good. Well done. I asked him not to speak to me or come by my house until I figured out what to do. My mom thinks I'm an idiot for turning away a perfect guy over a lobster. She has always disapproved of me for not wanting children and just wanting animals, though, so I take her opinion with a grain of salt. Not even a pinch, it's just like, I only need one and then I'm done. Some of my friends think that Brad was bordering on abusive behaviour, but I feel that's too rash to say. Another one of my friends pointed out that maybe Brad had wanted to move in, but I bought George before giving Brad the chance to invite me to move in. So I was really in the wrong. Since Tuesday, I've not seen or spoken to Brad, but we are technically still dating. I don't know what to do. Please, Reddit. Am I the arsehole for buying a pet lobster? And then we have an edit. All my pets are I just realised that Reddit... Is that something to do with edit? Why is it called that? Okay, hang on. Let me just read the edits. All my pets are captive bred, as were their parents and likely their grandparents. They are not suitable for the wild, and they are not wild animals. If I released them to their natural habitats, they would not survive. I do not support wild caught exotic pets, never will. ET2, is an ETA2, estimated time of arrival, what does that mean? Okay, let me see. My animals have the proper enclosures and are absolutely spoiled rotten. My pets are my babies, and I could never do anything but give them the best life possible.
Christ.
Jesus, yeah, really intense, Christ.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. Imagine threatening to cook your partner's pet.
No, but lobster... Right, I hate that people have lobsters for food. Why not?
Anytime we get a story that involves any sort of animal, Layla has strong opinions on the animal.
Yeah, I do. Lobsters aren't in the unit. They're not. So they're...
Do you like lobsters?
Okay, I'll try to go to units really... I'll be really quick.
Yeah.
I know we are running out of time. Let me just say really quick. I believe that there are units of measurements for loving animals. And I think that, say, a human is 40 units. As a human, you are allowed to love anything that is between 4 units and, say, 60 units. But anything above that is... So a horse, too many units. Way too many units. And then you get, like, a rabbit. It's not enough units. So that's, like, 4. Sorry, if you've got rabbits, you can't love them. They don't love you. Guinea pigs are also, maybe 2 units. And it's not about necessarily their size, but it's also about how intelligent they are and how intuitive. It's a unit of measurement. And I don't know what it measures yet. But we'll get there.
For reference, we had to dedicate an entire episode to explaining Layla's unit system.
Yeah.
So you getting a quick catch-up there sounds absolutely mental, but there is some logic behind
it. Okay, yeah, there is. Listen to the podcast. Okay, what I'm going to say first is, imagine if you listened to the podcast and you wouldn't be here now. You'd just do some research next time, it's your own fault. I'm going to say that... Ultimately, lobsters aren't within the units you're allowed to love, but I think it's cruel to let them sit in a tank and then boil them while they're alive, which is what normally happens to lobsters. And thus, I would rather this person keep the lobster as a pet than do that to it, because that makes me sad.
I really want you to look up an axolotl and see what your opinions are on them.
Okay, how do I spell it?
A...
Rob? Is it Rob?
Four times.
A-O-X-T...
It was 13 down, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. It's telling me our systems have just detected unusual traffic. And now I have to do one of these fucking things where you have to say you're not a robot. Right, hang on.
Choose all the images that are lobsters.
Crosswalk. No!
I don't know what an axolotl is.
They're not enough units!
Choose all images 40 units or above.
Do you know what? It's not working, so I think I'm a robot. I think that's that. I don't know what it is.
Okay, I'm going to find it.
Yeah, please find it.
Carry on amongst yourselves.
So it's what? Like a lizard? I'm really going to hate it, though, because I'm really... How small is it?
Yeah, lovely times man has put his hand up to ask
a
question.
Sorry, go on.
I think your unit system makes perfect sense. What if the person is subhuman and they're only like 30, 25, etc., and then go down the...
Yes.
That's
Did you say subhuman?
Yeah, let's not get into what subhuman means.
Is that what women are? No, just kidding.
Of a Wednesday night in Coventry, let's not have that conversation.
Okay. You do read the Times, don't you?
I really, really hate it.
The fuck is that?
That's an accident. Biology's beloved amphibian said no one ever.
I didn't type that
them.
In. That's
okay, I really hate it, and I think it's below whatever unit because... Again, one of the other measurements for units, if it's below 4 units, it means it could fit up your bum.
Oh, so. Yeah, we should have started with that.
Does it still make sense, sir?
That makes sense. Yeah. I don't want anything
can
that
any
could
subhumans
fit
up
inside
the
of me.
To know.
I don't want anything that could fit inside of me or kill me.
A mealworm.
Literally anything.
Yeah, no. No, no, no.
I mean, technically anything could kill you.
That's not true.
Good night, everybody.
We can't do this. I can't do this. Right, let's... what do we think? What's your general consensus on this person?
I think she is an asshole for keeping a lobster as a pet.
What would you rather she did with it, though?
Threw it in the sea. No, yeah, but it would be fine. Lobsters would survive in the sea even if they were captive bred, right?
Yeah, I think so, right?
What actually is a lobster's survival?
They
just chill.
How are they going to die in the sea? What, they just, like, are socially awkward, make no friends, and die of loneliness under the sea? First of all, if anyone's seen Little Mermaid...
Right, okay.
That's a lobster, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a lobster.
So I think they're fine in the sea.
Because they can do wonderful musical numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll make friends that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I don't believe... I think it's fine. I think lobsters in the sea is fine. That's where I would put them. Because I'd rather them die in the sea than in a vat of hot water in a restaurant.
I mean, the sad thing about the planet is that the sea is warming up so much.
And I'm the young one who is a nihilist.
Are we environmental activists?
Yeah, we have come to Coventry to change the world. Okay, Should we conclude this, basically?
I think we conclude and then try one more in the 11
minutes. Oh my God, that one's really long.
We have left.
Okay. That big one. Okay, I'm going to do my thing and then we can choose one to do as the final one. We can let the audience choose which one. We'll give the titles.
That's a cute idea.
Okay, but I think this woman is an arsehole.
I think she is an arsehole for calling all of her pets babies.
Like, hard agree with that. I also think the boyfriend is an asshole as well for wanting to eat her pet. Mm.
Good. And then, audience, what do we think? If you think arsehole, say arsehole. After three. 1, 2, 3.
Arsehole!
Okay, we're not even going to do the other one. If we would. Good. Okay,
beautiful.
Very pleased with that.
You're smashing that.
You're doing really well,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, you're doing really good.
Doing really well.
4 years training. I mean... Let's read those. Do you want to read them out, Robin?
Okay, so...
This is your choice.
You have the choice, audience of Coventry. Am I the arsehole for suing my girlfriend after she had my 1967 Impala project taken to the scrapyard? Sounds American, doesn't it? Am I the arsehole for throwing a soda on the ground near the dude I bought it for? That sounds weirdly more American. Am I the arsehole for forgetting about a date? Am I the arsehole for asking girlfriend to not leave cat piss removal enzyme in an unmarked mason jar on the bedstand? I'm going to decide for you.
Okay, I think that one, we're all happy with that one, yeah? Okay, yeah, we're going to do that one. Okay,
happy for me to read?
Yeah, please.
Am I the arsehole for asking girlfriend to not leave cat piss removal enzyme in an unmarked mason jar on the bedstand? My girlfriend and I have a couple of kittens. They peed on a comforter yesterday, as kittens do, and we washed it. We have a mason jar of Nature's Miracle Urine Removing Enzyme on hand that we use that is marked as such on the lid, brackets. We poured it from a Costco-sized container for my girlfriend's sister, close brackets. Girlfriend used the Nature's Miracle, which is mostly being water, is clear and has the viscosity of water. After use, she left the open mason jar on the bedside stand. We often have three to four glass containers on the bedside at any time and have that have water for drinking overnight. You can see where this is going. After using the bathroom this morning, I go to take a swig of what I think is water and gulp down some cat piss enzyme. After spitting out what was in my mouth and unsuccessfully retching what went down, I thankfully find out it's not too toxic and that I don't need my stomach pumped unless I feel terrible or start vomiting blood. Worst effects I've had... Are you happy you chose this one? Worst effects I've had are horrific laundry-tasting burps and an... I hope the microphone picked that up. No, the lady just did a funny laugh. And an absolutely disgusting taste in my mouth that won't leave. After retching, I somewhat angrily told my girlfriend that I drank cat piss enzyme because of her, and for the love of God, please be careful what she puts on the nightstand, and please, please, please never leave the cat piss enzyme out again, or at the very least, conspicuously mark it. She angrily said that whatever happens to me drinking from a mason jar that I didn't pour was entirely my fault, and she had absolutely no blame in me drinking the cat piss enzyme. I did. How many times have I said cat piss enzyme? It's the drinking game for the podcast.
It's the title of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, cat piss enzyme.
If you want to re-experience
in Coventry.
Yeah, live from Coventry, yeah. Cat piss enzyme.
Yeah, good.
I didn't even necessarily need an apology. I just wanted her to be mindful of leaving out potentially gut-destroying chemicals. Am I the arsehole? Also, I drank cat piss enzyme. Ask me anything.
What?
You know, there's like an Ask Me Anything thread on Reddit where like...
It's a different subreddit.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. It's not about that. This is Am I the Arsehole?
I didn't write it.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me smell your burp.
Yeah. what is cat piss enzyme?
Great
Does anyone
question.
Here know?
It was six across in the Times crossword.
Yeah, very cool. I know exactly what this is because I have a cat. I do.
I have a cat and I don't have any enzymes.
But does your cat piss itself?
No, in fairness. No cat pisses itself unless it's wearing trousers.
Yeah, well,
and that's a hill I'll die on.
Yeah, great, okay.
Facts are facts, my
you
friend.
You clean my rug then, on account of that thought. So I don't know what's in it, I've not got a clue. And also, I've never referred to it as cat piss enzyme. Mm. I'd be like, it's this thing that you put on the cat piss to stop it smelling bad.
Oh, okay, like Febreze?
No, but it only works on cat piss. Because of enzymes, I guess.
So it would just be like...
Yeah, what I'm confused about is that this person has said that the Nature's Miracle, which being mostly water is clear.
I think that's the name of the brand. It's not what he's referring to water as.
Oh, Nature's right, Miracle. Okay.
A cold glass of Nature's Miracle, yes,
yeah,
please.
Like, wait, what is in it? Okay. Okay, so
my, this is Nature's Miracle. So have you tried it?
Oh.
I don't know what enzyme is in it, though. And also, why does the burps smell like laundry?
Do you reckon it's got some sort of like not flavour?
Scent.
That's the
like
one.
Like Nando's, just like...
Nose flavour.
Nose flavour.
The nerd of the group.
I think, right, I've had a difficult situation where my girlfriend has, do you know what micellar water is, everyone here? Yeah? We're getting nods. So it's like that. I think you used to clean your face and wash your makeup off, and it's sort of like you put it on your face. It's basically water, but it's got some micellar in it, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And it destroys your makeup. So my girlfriend thought it would be a really nice idea to put bleach in one of those with water to clean the toilet with.
Yeah.
And guess who used it on their face?
Fuck.
Oh. I was fine, because actually it was heavily diluted.
Oh,
but that could have gone so bad.
Yeah.
So I'm inclined to think that you should never put any like corrosive chemical in that one in GCSE chemistry, thank you, on anything. I'm genuine that she knows the word corrosive.
She's very clever.
Yeah, very smart. Do you know what I mean there? Like,
totally.
I think he should count himself lucky that he didn't put bleach on his face.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. Also, I mean, why are they putting it in a mason jar to begin with? What kind of Pinterest nightmare are they living in?
Yeah.
Where that is necessary.
Anyone who's got mason jars like around their house.
Don't trust them.
No.
Yeah. Get off Etsy.
Yeah.
Is anyone like that? Is anyone like really into...
Overnight oat pricks in.
Does anyone... Yeah, do we? Because that's what we need. No. Oh, this is why I love Coventry. I've decided based on this sample of the population that... Everyone here is sound.
I think that I don't care about these people.
Oh. Oh, well, that's the end of the podcast then, isn't it?
No, I don't know.
Well,
I
just, pretend. The format completely. Okay.
Sorry, I'm just a bit sleepy. I think you're right. I think anyone putting chucking shit into a random jar and not marking it is deserving of jail.
Have you done any of this? Would you? Do you know there's some people that like put toothpaste in like soap dispensers?
Oh yeah, it just seems exhausting.
Why?
Just to make their downstairs loo look a bit. Like it's from Home Bargain.
Yeah, but then you go wash your hands and it's just like mint. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
How many times during the pandemic have you pressed like a squeezy thing and it's not hand gel and it's soap and then you just sort of rub soap into your hands?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just bubbly all day. I'd rather COVID.
What you need is some cat piss enzyme to wash it off.
Yeah, a bit of fucking bleach in there.
Do you know what's ironic about those is that I honestly think if you're going to catch COVID from anywhere, it's one of those.
Yeah, but then you...
Then you immediately wash your hands.
Then you immediately wash your hands. But then, like, I'm worried that it's not effective somehow because you've just touched it. Like, isn't it like, oh, I've just been on a train, so now I'll do it. Whereas if you've just touched something and you're just going to put this on.
I do like the automatic one, like, beep.
I'm all about that. I'm all about the don't let... I don't want to touch anything or anyone.
Have you done the ones where you think it's an electric one and it's not, and then you just look like you don't know how things work?
Yeah.
Someone else press it for me.
Yeah. Boy!
Yeah. I imagine that is such a cool job.
The pressy.
No, but you hate the person.
But that's the person who would catch it because then they don't rub it into their hands.
Yeah, they deserve it. That's the punishment for all these arseholes, is that we're going to now put them into our shops in our, and they're going to be the one that has to press the...
The depressor.
Press the button.
There are so many of them, though, they'd have to queue up to do it, and they do it like probably once every hour. We'd be hiring so many people to do that job.
Yeah. About the ones with your feet. Have you had that yet? You press it with your foot. I hate when they're like that.
Oh, like a pedal bin.
Like a pedal bin, but with sanitizer.
Genius. Dirty feet.
I thought you meant like the gel would go on your feet. And it would be like that thing that they did in supermarkets 10 years ago where fish ate your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? And imagine if you could train fish to eat COVID.
That's where COVID came from.
Do you think so?
That was weird. Where did all those fish go? Is that woman... adopted them.
I think they're deep frying it out there.
that's slander.
We've got 1 minute to go.
Yeah, so let's just conclude this one.
So what do you think? I think that the man is not the arsehole. I think his girlfriend is the arsehole.
I also think his girlfriend is... I'm sad that we all agreed. Normally we don't all agree, but I also think arsehole.
What if I just disagree for fun?
I can see it in your eyes that you don't.
I think the man is not the asshole. I think you need to be more concerned about your girlfriend putting bleach in things.
Yeah, that's true.
For this final one, audience, shout asshole if you think the man is the asshole. Oh, okay. Shout not asshole.
Not asshole.
What?
That was it, wasn't it?
He's not the arsehole because he's the one that drank cat piss.
Oh, yeah, fine, good. Okay, I thought you were... Okay, never mind. I was like, but I just told you about my bleach story. Okay, well, this has been nice.
It has been.
Have you had an all right time? Are you going to subscribe to the podcast? Consider it.
We're not doing a great job of it. We've really hurt the brand today.
Generally, thank you for coming. Have you enjoyed yourselves? Thank you. I think it's going to be out in a couple of weeks.
They said we have to throw these in the audience. I'm just blown in this. It's COVID.
Yeah, I don't think... I think he was joking.
Yeah, we don't actually throw a gong at the audience.
I'm not giving this away. But I think you can keep that.
Can we have a round of applause for Rob?
Yeah, lovely round of applause for Rob. Well done. By the way, when you go home holding that, you're going to look like such a hipster.
Yeah, you're going
to... He brought a triangle out.
Thank you so much. Subscribe to Here to Judge.
Do we need to say goodbye for the podcast?
Yeah.
Like an end link?
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
I'd prefer it if we just kept it like that.
Yeah, I think we'll get everyone to say, we can all say bye. Okay, I have to say it in that way. Like, you've had, like, bye. Like, we're all going to do it. So thank you for listening. Subscribe if you haven't already. Follow us on Twitter. 1, 2, 3.
Bye.
Really good.
Smashed it.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for coming.
And all this lovely staff as well. They've been helping us as well. Thank you for coming, genuinely. Round of applause for Priya Hall. Blaine and Robbie.
And Robbie Morgan.
Woo! Thanks, guys. Have a lovely one.
Good night.
This has been a Little Wonder production. Music from Rodri Viney. Logo artwork from Sam Roberts. Voice from Melanie Walters. With special thanks to Beth Forrest, Steve Pickup, Sam Roberts, Henry Widdicombe and Joe Williams. Other podcasts from Little Wonder include I Wish I Was an Only Child and Welcome to Spooktown. Subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, yeah, so you just say it again.
I don't know how else to explain a podcast to a ghost.
Just explain it again.
You listen to it and we talk to people we like.
James Acaster.
Yes.
Sophie Duker.
Yeah.
Nish Kumar.
Yes.
Rosie Jones.
Yes.
Izzy Sutty.
Yes.
Darren Harriott.
Yeah.
There's loads.
You listen to them, they tell a spooky story that they've heard about Spooktown. Some of them are horrible little liars.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I don't understand how you're not getting it.
It's really rude.
Oh, wait. Wait.
What?
Well, it's not a ghost. It's just a smudge on the mirror.
Oh.
I still don't really know why I didn't get it, but...
I thought you explained it really well, Ed.
Thank you, Kat.
Welcome to Spooktown. Hey, it's wherever you get your podcasts. No one's judging. Wherever you get your podcasts, you bloody listen. If you want.